This is the Poetry Moment, and I'm Sean Vestal. Today I'm reading the poem When the Van Broke Down by Spokane poet Nance Van Winkle from her book No Starling. I picked this poem because it's a lovely piece about what it's like to be anonymous and alone and on the road and the way it makes you reflect upon your life. When the van broke down, I was on a cliff road, chilled but happy, looking down at the sea. The night stars appeared so new and the van so old. So old everything seemed to flow from it, even the snaking out of sight blacktop and the primal tidal clawing at the cliff. So old and so red and broken, and me as a ruptured part thunked loose on the road. The breakdown had been rushing toward itself for 200,000 miles, and it had been waiting patiently for some less sinister century to materialize right here, where the twilight lay tendering in a bed of oil. The 12th bolt drops like the last disciple, and surely repair begins with fresh lipstick applied in the side mirror, where the breakdown aims to loom larger, be bloodier, spill more guts. It commands quiet. It wants no one to slow and gawk, no apparition to offer aid, no dog to sniff or trooper to stop, and no way anyway will attract our kind. This van, this night, we have no kind. We scatter handouts to the gulls who've gathered to gloat, and no doubt our cash only seems so boundless because our journey was meant to be a long one. That was When the Van Broke Down by Nance Van Winkle, and I'm Sean Vestal.